Loneliness. It's been termed an epidemic, and as many as one in three Australians are feeling its impact. That's according to the 2023 State of the Nation report. But how is a pilot project overcoming one of the most challenging public health issues of our time? Just over 1 year ago, Spark was launched in the Adelaide Hills, hosting a suite of community-led initiatives geared towards fostering connection, creating social cohesion, and combating loneliness. But it was back in 2022 that the concept of Spark was conceived from the Loneliness Project, which is a collaboration between the University of South Australia and the Hutt Community Centre. So what have been some of the responses, and how is the community involved in solutions?
I'm Dr. Nadia Corsini, Senior Research Fellow from the Rosemary Bryant AO Research Centre at UniSA.
And I'm Hayley Everest. I'm the Community Engagement Lead of Spark.
I understand that you launched Spark in 2024 about this time in the Adelaide Hills, hosting a suite of community-led initiatives geared towards fostering connection and targeting loneliness. So it's been running for a year. How has the program gone, and what have you seen in terms of community connection and improved well-being?
It's been just such a fabulous initiative that we run. As a researcher, it's very rare to be so close to the action, so to speak, with a, you know, a community program. So it's been an absolute thrill to see it evolve and grow. What we've seen is a great sense of community energy. We discovered that there are a number of people in the community that are willing to create and innovate solutions to address loneliness. This is something we weren't sure what we would cover, but we found that there was just such a strong sense of purpose and energy amongst the Adelaide Hills community to make a difference, to create new initiatives, to support their fellow community members, and just to continue to evolve and adapt just to suit what people are saying that they want based on feedback from the community. I guess trusting the community centre and the wider team to support them to build a model that can be sustained long term.
Yeah, and Hayley, what have you observed in the first year, I guess on the ground and in terms of this coming to fruition?
I think what we've noticed is a willingness for people to open up about their experiences. The fact that in our communications, we're very open about wanting people to come along who are perhaps new to the area or feeling lonely and isolated or just seeking more connection in their lives. The fact that they know that they're coming to Spark for that genuine connection, we're seeing relationships build more quickly, vulnerability between people open up perhaps more quickly than in other social settings, and that real sense of trust and community and spirit where people really, they really understand and know that there is disconnection in our communities. It's a really complex challenge, and that people do want to come together to help solve the challenge.
Nadia, what motivated you to focus research efforts or develop co-created solutions around loneliness with, first of all, the Loneliness Project, but then the broader collaboration and Spark?
In 2022, we had an opportunity to design a research project with the community, and we were given a pretty broad remit. Our topic was women's health and healthy aging. And we went out and we spoke to women in the community. We spoke to organisations and asked them what were their priorities, what are their biggest concerns in relation to healthy aging. We were asking women what was important to them to help them age well. And of course, you can imagine lots of topics came up in those conversations. But what bubbled to the surface was a strong message about people, particularly women, putting themselves last, and that this was affecting their ability to age well. One of the areas that women felt they were putting themselves last was their social needs, their social relationship. There's often shame and stigma associated with feeling this way. So from there, we started looking at the research, and the research supported what people were saying. We found that there is a peak in loneliness, particularly around midlife. That led our team to follow this particular path and develop a solution with the community. It very much was led by the community every step of the way. The community were the instigators of the loneliness project, and throughout the process, we have very much followed their lead in terms of understanding what the gaps are, like why are people feeling lack of belonging? Why in communities that on face value you look at and you think there are lots of opportunities to connect here, why aren't people connecting? There are clubs, there are markets, there are lots of things happening, but sometimes that isn't enough. So we sought to understand, what is it? What are the barriers? What is stopping people from reaching out when they do feel a strong need to? From there, one step at a time, we came up with solutions, we tested those solutions, and the end product of that was Spark. But it was a very long process with walking side by side with the community to design, test, and also adapt as we went, depending on what worked and what didn't work in the different initiatives that we were.
You did mention that the community led the way. You have this really unique from co-design model, research, community engagements, and the voices and the needs of the community are an important part of tailoring Spark. And from there, I understand that you have partnerships with community centres and councils. Why is this specific model and the foundations of this model so instrumental, do you think? Hayley, can you offer any insight on that?
The partnership, and very much an equal partnership between the researchers using the evidence base, the community development workers, the community centre, and then also with community members, is really unique. It's a challenging partnership to achieve well, whether you call it luck that we had the right people come together or just a really well-managed project, that the formula has worked phenomenally well, that hearing the voices of community and the barriers. Some of those barriers are needing spaces that create an environment of belonging and welcoming. So that's where we've developed a volunteer role called Sparky. So at every Spark session, there's always these volunteers there that help to welcome people and to raise courage for people to come along, and also addressing the barrier of the busyness of life and health challenges that people have, mental health, neurodivergence, chronic health, busy mums. So very much a drop-in, drop-out culture and no need to commit in advance. So these are the sorts of things, I guess, that we're hearing are the barriers. Yeah, being able to adapt the initiative to suit those needs.
And I understand that you have five categories within Spark. Can you talk me through those and some of the community responses or experiences that you've seen or heard about those?
Yeah, there's currently five initiatives or activities that we run in the community. So one is Spark Conversation, which is about people coming into a public venue or a cafe every week. They can drop in. There's always Sparkies there to welcome people and just have a chat. We have Spark Nature Walking, which is monthly walk in nature, and also Spark Creativity, which is monthly creative workshops. And I guess those two really came from hearing from the community about things that spark joy for them. What we heard is that when we address loneliness and a topic that can be heavy like loneliness, it is about bringing people who may be experiencing loneliness together with others who like connecting or might be good at connecting. Also, we have Spark Mateship. So we did the co-design specifically with men, and they created an initiative called Spark Mateship. They gather weekly, again, drop in, drop out at a sports and social club in Bridgewater, and they can play pool and darts and have a bite to eat and have a drink in a social environment. But again, it's weaved that meaningful conversation and meaningful connection is at the forefront of that. And we have Spark Co-work Club, which was initiated by two of the Sparkies who really acknowledge the challenge of working from home and the lack of connection that you can find yourself in when you're in a home office or working from home. They created this fortnightly catch-up where people who work from home can come together and work side by side.
And, you know, now we're approaching the festive season, New Year. Why is it so important to be aware of loneliness right now and its impacts? And what can people do for themselves and others at this time? Or should councils be playing a bigger role in helping community members connect?
I think this time of year is a really interesting time because it's a busy time for many. It's not a busy time for everybody. And it can be a busy time and you can socialize a lot, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the connection or the socialization that you're having is indeed making you feel more connected or less lonely. And so I think it's really important to tune into that for yourself at this time of year. What is the connection that actually serves you? And in this busy period, to look after yourself.
I think councils and community centres and community organisations already do a fantastic job. Why we're partnering with community organisations on this project, because they do this well. The people working in those organisations know how to do community connection.
I'm aware that recently Spark received almost $500,000 from the federal government for expansion. So what's next in terms of expansion of the program?
To receive the funding from Federal Research Funder, the NHNMRC, was great. Kudos to the team that we have created something that not only is meaningful to the community, but it's also it's credible to the academic community as well. So they're backing it. So we've tested the model with the Hutt Community Centre in Adelaide Hills. And the next project will be testing the model in two new council areas with 14 partners. So we'll be working in the Murray Bridge Council area and the Alexandrina Council area. We'll be essentially rolling out the same model, but with more partners involved. So we're hoping that we can embed Spark within a larger community and more regional communities, different challenges, different geography and demographics. We're wanting to build a model that is sustainable. So that's very much the focus of this new project, is how can we work with a range of partners and organisations within a community. So that includes councils, that includes community centres, that includes other agencies that are working towards the same mission to build connection.
Dr. Nadia Cassini, Senior Research Fellow from the Rosemary Bryant AO Research Centre at the University of South Australia, and Hayley Everiss, Community Engagement Lead of Spark, speaking with me.